Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Edmore Sawgrass Chevrolet Studios, Morse has more. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. This is the Joe Rose Show on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and online at WQAM.com.
All right, 9 o'clock hour here on the Joe Rose Show. Dave Hyde sitting in with me today. Obviously, the first 3 hours of the show and this last hour, we are talking and kind of going through everything that happened yesterday in Parkland at Stoneman Douglas High School. Maribel Rodriguez from CBS is going to join us here in a minute just to give us kind of an update. There is a 10:30 update this morning from all the police presence and I guess the Broward Sheriff's Office and Scott Israel. I'm sure we'll talk this morning at 10:30 to keep updating everyone on what happened yesterday. If there are any updates on I know there was a lot of social media posts and on the news last night about people still looking for children or people looking for cousins, looking for anyone last night, some people that were not found. So maybe there is an update on some of those.
Well, that's just it to me. Zach, you're a new parent. Yeah. I'm an old parent. Yeah. My kid's 24, 22, 19, and now we have 15 or so. We're not sure the exact number yet. Children killed in a school.
Yes.
And so there's 30 or so parents who I can't imagine the yesterday they had. I can't imagine the today they're having. I can't imagine the years they're going to have coming up.
You're
and
right.
They'll never get to see their kids grow to 24, 22, 19.
No.
Whatever
and,
like that. And that's the tragedy.
And that's kind of where I was yesterday. I told you right when we came in here, I know you have older kids. And my kid's 125 days old, and he's still sitting in the NICU at Joe DiMaggio Children's Hospital when all this news broke yesterday. And I'm going through the Twitter, and I'm going through my phone trying to follow what's going on. First, it came as an alert that there is a campus on lockdown. Then there might be an active shooter. So it was a lot to kind of handle, a lot to kind of go through yesterday. Let's bring on Maribel Rodriguez from CBS4, who's been on the scene from the start to finish, and it's not even a finish at this point. Maribel, thank you for your time once again. I know we spoke to you earlier. I know there is an update at 10:30, and I just wanted to go over everything again with you.
Yeah.
Obviously, sports-wise, what we've been talking about, Chris Hickson, the athletic director, and it looked like Aaron Feiss, assistant coach and security, both were killed yesterday in this tragedy. 15 others, at least for now, and I'm sure they're still looking for anything that might be still in the school on school grounds. I know there's a lot of parents out there and people still looking for children or trying to find out if they're at a hospital or if something horrible did happen. I can imagine that's where you are right now, trying to figure everything out up there at the school.
Yeah, it really is heartbreaking. Earlier this morning, we spoke with a student who was on the football team, and he was speaking about his coach, the assistant coach, who was also worked as security here, and unfortunately, he did not make it. He wasn't sure whether he had made it or not. He knew that he was injured, and he found out this morning, so that was very sad. He also hadn't been able to get in contact with two of his friends as well. I was just speaking with another student who did not come to school yesterday because he happened to be sick. He's a freshman, and he says that he would have been in that classroom had he come to school.
Wow.
So you're hearing these chilling stories all morning long here at the school. You know, you have parents that are coming with their students. You have the mayor of Plantation here. You have the superintendent of Broward County, Robert Runcie, who we spoke with a short time ago. He is distraught, very emotional, still very shaken up. He was here all day yesterday. He came back this morning to get briefed. He said that he walked into the school, to the area in the building where the shooting occurred. And he says that it's still very much an active crime scene. Everything is intact. The victims are still there. Nothing has been removed because this is a long, very long process. And the investigation is just getting started. So he was very shaken up. He had to take a moment to, you know,
dissect everything. Yeah, I can imagine.
And it's hard. He's coming out here now. I mean, these are his kids.
Yep.
This is a Broward County school. And as a parent and as a student, you say, I'm going to school, and that's where they're supposed to be safe. I mean, you know, and as we mentioned earlier, we're all parents. And just a few minutes ago, I'm here on the scene, and I was, you know, talking to my kids. They were on their way to school. And I said, bye, baby, I love you. And not knowing, and I'm sure all the parents here said the same thing to their kids before they went to school yesterday, and not knowing that maybe they would never see them again. So it's hard.
Yeah.
Well, that's, I think you're feeling what most parents are, that,
sure.
that it's, you can't imagine what the parents of the murdered victims are feeling right now. I mean, and not yesterday, today, and for years to come. But I guess what's the feeling out there or the scene out there right now?
Well, there's media from across the country. All the major networks are here. Local media, obviously from here, from our hometown, and also from across Florida. And it's a much different thing. Anything that we've ever covered before, it is quiet. It's just very somber. People are just walking around and, you know, looking down. No one's really, you know, smiling because that's not the mood. We're just here trying to get through it and report what we know and try to help the community cope with this tragedy, this senseless.
Maribel, did you cover the Fort Lauderdale airport shooting too?
I did not cover it. I did not cover the Fort Lauderdale shooting, but I do remember the Pulse shooting when it happened. It was on a weekend morning, and I anchor the weekend mornings, so we were hearing all these reports that were coming out of what happened, that mass shooting there. And you were reporting it as we were getting the information, and you're like, what is going on? I just cannot believe that this is happening. And we were living it. It happened in Orlando. It was close, but not this close. And we're talking about children. We're talking about teachers. We're talking about a school, for Christ's sake.
Yep. No, Maribel.
That's not supposed to happen.
No, I
people
agree.
Are angry. People are very angry. And I was just talking to one of the students here who says, we are so mad. We are so mad at this kid because he's 19 years old, a former student who was expelled from the school. You know, what was he thinking? What was in his mind? What was he going through to do something like this? I mean, destroyed hundreds of lives, all these families. It's just devastating.
Yeah, it is crazy. Maribel, I can hear it in your voice. I can't begin to think about, you know, you being on the scene and seeing everything as a parent. Also, I was telling Dave right beforehand, I've got a newborn baby, and yesterday I just couldn't stop staring at Matthew just to think of 14, 15 years from now, he will be in a high school, and how much better or worse this world will be in 14 or 15 years. So
yeah,
it is tough.
Very scary.
No, and I can't thank you enough. I could hear it in your voice as a parent. Forget about you being a reporter. I could hear it in your voice, so I can't thank you enough.
Yeah, and you know what? The crazy thing that it's hard for us to even imagine. I mean, we've covered many shootings, but here in Parkland, we barely come out here. We rarely come out here to cover a robbery or things don't really happen here in Parkland. So when you heard that this was happening in Parkland, I'm like, really?
Yeah, I think that's what nationally and internationally people don't understand. That Parkland is the safest.
That's it.
And the richest of us, really.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so it just goes to show that really it could happen anywhere. I mean, we're not immune to any of this.
Yeah, it is crazy. Maribel Rodriguez from CBS4. I know you got a long day ahead of you. I can't thank you again enough for coming on with us a couple times this morning. Keep us updated. I know there's a 10:30 news conference
10:30.
Today, and it looked like
we'll
I just saw on Twitter.
Live.
Okay, so
yep.
CBS4 will have that live. And it looked like
Absolutely.
On Twitter, I just saw at 11 a.m. the President of the United States will address this incident as well. Maribel, try your best to have a good day.
Thank you.
An extra hug and a kiss for the kids today from all of us, and especially from you two.
Thank
and we'll
you.
Talk to you again soon.
You too.
All right,
bye-bye.
That was Maribel Rodriguez from CBS4. Yeah, you could hear in her voice a little bit when she's talking about the kids it's, you know, you're covering something like this, and you're right, you can't help to think about yourself put in a situation like this where it could be the school that your son or daughter goes to, and it could be something where you're not just involved by doing a talk show about it or covering it for a TV or newspaper. It is involved in your family. It is directly involved with someone you know, and it's a scary thought, and there's a lot of families that in the last 15 to 16 hours have been tremendously affected by what happened in
Parkland. I think that, look you, everybody in every job's only human. That's who your heart goes out to, the families of the people directly involved, because anybody with children realizes the impact that would have on you, on the community, on all your friends, for years, for the rest of your life, if this happened, and you know, and how the families cope and how they're going through it now, the pain they have right now is just, a lot of times we say, I can't imagine, but this is really a situation right where I can't imagine what they're going through.
It's in our backyard. It's not anything we're used to and not anything anyone should be used to at this point. But the fact that it's really hit so close to home and it's miles away from where we are right now, not states away or not a whole country away. So it is a lot to deal with. All right, let's take another break here. We're going to come back and talk to Larry Bluestein. We had a really good interview with him earlier this morning, very early this morning. He actually personally knew Chris Hixon, who is the athletic director that was murdered yesterday, and Aaron Feist, the assistant coach and the security officer for the school, who is all over the news right now also for the stories of standing in front of students and protecting them, and died tragically that way as well. Larry Bluestein will join us next here on the Joe Rose Show.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
All right, we're going to bring on Larry Bluestein in a couple of minutes here. Talk about what happened yesterday. This tragedy that happened in our backyard. And I feel like on days like this, kind of a town hall setting, kind of a let's just talk about the facts of everything that happened yesterday. And like I said, with Dave Hyde sitting in with me this morning, no Joe Rose this morning, seeing the videos from yesterday, seeing the kind of screenshots of the text messages that kids were sending their friends or their parents. Dave, you're a parent. I'm a new parent. I sat with my son yesterday while he was in the NICU at Joe DiMaggio Children's Hospital thinking about the next 18. It's amazing what could flash in front of your eyes or in your head. My kid is, 125 days old, and I'm thinking about the next 18 years of his life and thinking about him in high school and middle school and elementary school and thinking what kind of world we're kind of living in. It was a rough day for even me yesterday to think about that, and I had nothing specific at that school. No personal agenda. I didn't know. I mean, I'm sure I knew people or parents. I know a lot of people that live in Parkland, but and I'm thinking about my son yesterday.
Well, it is a changed world. Like I went to school mainly in the 70s, early 80s, and there was nothing like we never had any incidents. There was never a lockdown. There wasn't even vocabulary of lockdowns.
Right.
Now you move to the 90s and things got a little more dangerous.
Yes.
In this millennium, lockdowns, mass shootings are part of our social vernacular. We're getting, I wouldn't say used to, but like yesterday, I don't know where you were when this. I was watching a soccer game, and I wasn't on social media or anything.
I just happened to be on Twitter because I was sitting in front of my kid yesterday. I was just kind of, I literally had a pacifier, was holding a pacifier in my son's mouth, and I kind of had my phone in the other hand. And I was kind of just going through Twitter a little bit, and I saw an alert on my phone about a lockdown at a high school in Parkland. And I'm like, oh, unfortunately, I'm kind of used to getting those, these emergency kind of alerts on the phone. But you didn't know what was going on until you started getting the details on Twitter. Let's go to Larry Bluestein, South Florida High School Sports. Unfortunately for Larry, and I spoke to him last night and a little bit this morning, he knew a lot of the people at that school. Obviously, Larry knows a lot of the guys at the high schools all around town. But we did find out overnight. First off, Blue, on this sad morning, good morning to you. I know you had a rough afternoon and a rough night last night because you knew personally some of the people there, and we found out overnight. I didn't even want to say the coach's name because I wasn't sure how to say his last name. I didn't want to disrespect that at all overnight. But the coach did pass away and the athletic director as well. Blue, first off, good morning. But what was your day like and your night like last night, knowing a lot of these guys very personally?
Yeah. Not good. It was tough because I knew Coach Chris Hixon, who was the athletic director, for 30 years. And Coach Feist, who, this is somebody who had never, every time he used to see me, he was always pushing kids. He was the one that alerted me about Chris Gaynor. That's at University of Miami now. And when he was in 10th grade, he goes, "You got to check this kid out." He's always pushing the kids, always promoting them. And just a tragedy, and I talked to three kids last night, as I told you, throughout the day. And because they're seniors, they were in a different part of the building. And they were two of them were taking tests. And it just, as you said, everybody knows everybody nowadays in teaching and coaching. They move around so much. So here's Chris Hickson, who was the athletic director at Douglas, which is a community that was affected greatly. But he taught at South Broward, and he was the athletic director at South Broward for over 10, 15 years. And his wife still works at South Broward. And just so many people intertwined, and not just in the athletic community, but in the academic community that, it's just so tough to hear, because you hear all these other places, you see them, and you have the emotional attachment, but you don't have a direct attachment. But watching TV and all the reports last night, knowing that you knew these people and you've seen them so many times and you interacted with them and you texted them and you called them, that hurts the most.
Blue, it's coming out the assistant football coach, and how do you pronounce his name, first
coach
of
Feist,
all?
Coach Feist.
Feist, okay. He protected students. Have you heard of anything about that in your talks with others?
Yeah, I did. Exactly. That's even Coach May, the head coach, a great guy, in his text. I mean, he's saying that this is somebody who always thought of the students first. And that's the thing, Dave. You don't know how you're going to react in these situations. This isn't something that you and I prepare for. And it happened, and then you see what people are made of when they had no warning. This isn't like a hurricane or something that's coming and you prepare for it. This is something that just happened right then and there, and you have to go on what you the type of person you are, and that's what Coach Feist did. I mean, he's in a protective mode. You're not going to come into my school and do this to my students, and that's the way he always was, and that's something that everybody will always remember him for. And the same thing with Chris Hickson. There's nothing that Chris wouldn't have done for anybody. I mean, he may have interacted with this guy before. I mean, he was so positive. His the family support, that's the toughest part, because these people from a personal standpoint, and when you know them from the personal standpoint, I mean, it comes clear to you. Oh, I always knew this guy was like that, and they were. And there was nothing to prepare for, no rehearsals or nothing. This was real life, and you see how people react.
Yeah, no, Blue, we were just talking about that earlier before we brought you on, that there's no way to understand at the moment what's going on and how to get through this and how to figure things out in the middle of this, because there is no dress rehearsal for this. Unfortunately, as a country, we've seen a lot of this happen over the last couple of years, the last decade or so. You can name the incident, and it's unfortunate that that's what we're talking about. It's unfortunate that we're coming here this morning, and I don't want to talk sports. And the only sports I wanted to kind of bring up was the fact that this Coach Feist and Chris Hickson were unfortunately in the middle of all this yesterday, but they were helping. And it stinks that we're doing this today. And it stinks that you had to talk about it last night and you had to talk to kids last night. And I see Maribel Rodriguez, who's going to join us next, talking to a student outside. It looks like the school this morning, where there's still ambulances and police officers and the FBI and all kinds of people out there today. It's crazy. I know that everything yesterday, like it should have been, in, I guess, Broward and Dade County, or at least Broward County, canceled sports-wise, and it's not going to go on. And these students have a rough time going back to school, nevertheless playing sports at this point, and it's the last thing on their minds. What's going to happen? You knew Chris Hickson, like we said, very well and for a long time. At this point now for Douglas High School, what do you think the next step is for not just these kids, but everyone involved in the school?
Yeah, a grand amount of healing going to be taking place. It's, when we said this in the past, it's just it's easy. What happens is it's easy for everybody on the outside to say, well, they'll heal, things will get better. You know what? You didn't lose people. Yeah. And that's the worst part of it. And I'll tell you what, the mental health professionals and child psychologist will be in huge demand, because this is something that, I mean, and the worst part of this, and Dave, I think you alluded to, it's part of the culture now. You did anybody know that this guy would wake up on Valentine's Day and come in there by himself? When you have three or four people involved in plots and things like that,
there's people who will get tipped off, but you see, this you can't prevent. You can't prevent somebody from just coming in someplace. You just can't. It's one of these things that are going to happen, and you have no warning. The only thing is you have to do your best. I mean, you know, I think sometimes, you know, in affluent communities, there's more of a lax feeling because, you know, not in our community. This isn't going to happen here. And you know what? That's trouble finds you. You know, trouble will find you. You know, I mean, and everybody who second guesses and says, oh, they could have done this. Yeah, that's just, you know, that's kind of just hollow because you don't know. You don't know the situations. And but the very fact that I know this, it was a premeditated thing because of the fact that this guy had gas canisters. He had a gas mask. So he plotted this out. This is premeditated, and there's nothing you could do. While he's at home plotting out what he's going to do, most of us were just living our lives. So yeah, there was no way. I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, the scary thing is, looking at the interviews on TV, all these students knew this guy and knew
something was off about him. Yep.
But Dave, isn't that the same thing that came out of Sandy Hook and the same thing that came out of Columbine? Everybody knew Dylan Klebold and the other guy were crazy, but they never said anything.
Yep.
You know what? Don't be afraid when you think somebody's a little off.
Well, they did kick this guy was kicked out of school, so there were steps. There were obviously, you know, steps taken to try to remove him from, you know, from causing trouble.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the only way it's always ever going to be. You know, if you hear something, don't be afraid to say it. I don't care what people say to you. Who cares? Because you could be saving lives by just, you know, if somebody's going to talk about how they have 15 guns at home and they're going to do this, I think it's time to maybe open your mouth a little bit. I mean, and then you heard that right after the movie theater shooting in Colorado. They were talking about homes like, you know, I knew that guy was crazy. And San Bernardino, all the workers at that place, this guy, we knew he was going to go off. Well, you know, it would be grand to tell somebody something, you know, along the line, just in case, whether it works out or not, at least you're preventing something this tragic, or at least, you know, trying to anyway.
Yeah, Larry Bluestein, South Florida high school sports contributor here on the station, did a show last night. I can't imagine how tough that was for you, Blue, last night. Just coming in here this morning and speaking with Dave, before we talk here for a couple hours, it's rough to even think about what we're going to talk about. I can't even imagine last night knowing, you know personally a bunch of those guys over there and a couple that passed away and were murdered last night, how rough it was. So, Blue, try to get through the day as best you could. We'll be grieving with you for all 17 and possibly plus, which is even scary to say, that were killed yesterday. And I appreciate your time this morning. I know it wasn't easy, but I'm glad that you had a couple minutes for us this morning, Blue.
Anytime, guys. I'll talk to you later. Just keep your prayers for, you know, just everybody.
Yep.
I mean, not just these guys, but for everybody. You know, this is a far-reaching thing, like I said, where people are affected by what happened yesterday, maybe all over the world. You don't know how many of their families, and this is something that that is going to stick with us just like all the rest of them. And like Dave said, we're in this culture.
Yep.
I think this is the culture that you're in. You have to be aware of it. You have to understand it. And, you know, like I said, the only way we can prevent things, or at least try to prevent, is open your mouth when you see something and see somebody maybe a little bit off.
Well said, Blue. Well said. I was going to say have a good day, but just try to get through the day as best you could. That's what I'll say to you.
All right,
thank
guys,
you, Blue.
Thanks so much. Appreciate you doing that.
Of course. Larry Bluestein, South Florida high school sports contributor here on the station and friend of the show and friend of all of ours. Not easy to talk with anyone about the situation, especially Blue that was just with us. He had personal ties to a couple of the guys there at the school, the coach and the athletic director. So I thank him for coming on, spending some time with me and Dave this morning. Let's take a break. Let's wrap things up here on the Joe Rose Show.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
All right, good interview with Larry Bluestein there. He knew the coach personally, the athletic director personally. Obviously, Blue knows all the high school, you know, football guys around town. But this hit him pretty hard. He knew the athletic director for a long time, he told me last night. I know he did a show last night. I can't imagine how Blue did it last night with Alex Dono. So that was nice. Good. I'm glad Blue was able to join us for a little while this morning. I want to read some tweets to you and just some from some people locally. First, I want to start. Don Mattingly spoke to, it looks like, the media today. I look at Clark Spencer's Twitter. Don Mattingly sends heartfelt condolences to shooting victims. Quote, I don't know the solution, but there's got to be a way to make it better. I think we all agree with Don Mattingly there on that quote. We're all looking for some sort of solution, some sort of answer to any of this, and unfortunately we don't have one right now. It also looks like Anthony Rizzo, who is a native and I believe went to Stoneman Douglas High School, he's now with the Chicago Cubs. Parkland and Coral Springs, please, this is on his Twitter page, at A. Rizzo44. Parkland and Coral Springs, please stay strong. This is out of control, and our country is in desperate need for change. I hope in this darkest of times, back home, this brings everyone together and we can find love. You're in my prayers. That's someone who went to that high school, someone who played there, someone who lived in that community for a long time, as well, grew up in that community. I even saw Tony Lippitt write yesterday, this is about 12 hours ago, just sitting here thinking about the disaster that happened in Parkland High School here in Florida. It saddens me that innocent kids are put in danger just by just simply going to school and praying for the families and everybody that was affected by this tragedy and praying for better days. And Tom Garfinkel, CEO of the Miami Dolphins, on his Twitter page, this was last night, how do we stop this? When will there be proactive change from our government leaders to address the complexity of why this keeps happening? Praying for those affected in Parkland and Orlando and Columbine and Sandy Hook and every other senseless and tragic shooting. So locally, well, nationally, a lot of people weighing in on this.
I think that's the if you wrap those all up together, it's the adults. We're supposed to be protecting the children, and,
yes,
and we're failing. And the interesting thing about doing this show for the last, well, going on 4 hours
almost
now.
Four, we're almost there.
Is, you know, the comments I'm getting from people about don't politicize this. I don't feel I am. Maybe I am, but maybe they're right. But, I feel the main idea of the show is how our hearts ache for the victims.
Absolutely.
In Parkland, and we can't imagine what their parents and families went through yesterday and are today and will for years. But what I do know is if Stephen Paddock, who was the Las Vegas shooter, or Esteban Santiago, the Fort Lauderdale airport shooter,
yeah,
or Nicholas Cruz, who did this most recent shooting in Stoneham Douglas, if they were Islamic, if they were ISIS terrorists, this would be politicized in America.
100%.
Right?
Yep.
And I think as a country, we need to demand all of us do more than tweet about our thoughts and prayers are with,
sure,
the victims.
Sure.
And
action.
So,
yeah.
And that's, I think, what you will get Tom Garfinkel, what he was getting to with the politicians. What really everybody is saying is, it's we all feel awful, but we felt awful after these shootings for years now.
Of course.
So
yeah.
Does anything change?
That's the question, and I hope it's not a rhetorical one. I hope it's actually a question with an answer. Before we get to some more sound, before we get out of here, I'll read again one of my brother's good friends, Jeff Wank, on Facebook yesterday. This is 14 hours ago. He posted this. My mom is okay and with me now. She's a junior senior English teacher at Stoneman Douglas High School. She was locked in her classroom closet with her students for over an hour. She didn't panic. I couldn't reach her, and it was a horrific time not knowing. When SWAT came and rescued them, she called me and actually calmed me down. She was strong and brave to her students. It was an unimaginable scene near her school, and our hearts go out to those affected by this terrible tragedy. I think that puts it in perspective for you also. If you haven't been in a situation like this, which I'm hoping most of the people listening and any of us are never in a situation like this, you can't fully understand what is going on around you. And then you have to look at your loved ones that are thinking about you being there. Jeff was worried about his mom, didn't hear from his mom. There was no phone contact. There was no one texting. There was no line of communication. It was just, my mom is there. I don't know what's going on, and I'm scared. And that was what went on yesterday with thousands of parents around town and cousins and nephews and friends around the country. And you saw the text messages and the videos of people that were inside the building, students inside the building, students taking videos. The one video, there's a couple different videos I saw, but the one where the kid is on the floor and it's dead quiet in there for about 5 or 6 seconds, and then you just hear shots. You just hear the gun go off, and you're like, oh, my goodness, it's crazy. Or the really bad video I saw yesterday where the SWAT went in there to pick up a body. Like, it was gross. This whole scene was gross yesterday. And like I said, I hope we have more rhetorical, non-rhetorical questions, but questions with answers than just us saying, what now?
Yeah, the real heartbreaking, because we all follow us on social media, the real heartbreaking tweets to me were, we haven't heard from our son.
Yes.
In
Have
since
you
the
seen,
shooting.
Yes.
Have you yep. seen? And this was like, you know, 9 o'clock at night. And you hate to hear or even think what the possibilities are, because not all the names have been released or are out there of
the
victims. And,
yeah.
and so it was a horrific day to be like your friend to go through
yes,
that. But at least
Jeff,
he got
yeah.
a good answer about what happened.
Yeah,
imagine the
yes.
people, what they're going
they
through
didn't.
Who didn't.
And it, listen, it hits close to home here on the show. I know that Hollywood's buddy, friend for years, his cousin, was it the cousin Hollywood? It was cousin, was one of the victims, one of the 17 that did not make it, that were murdered yesterday. Let's hear quickly from, this is Eric Spoelstra yesterday before the game talking about the tragic incident.
Yeah, I'd like to just say our thoughts and prayers are to all the students and families and teachers, everybody in Parkland that's suffering from just an incredibly tragic and absolutely senseless act. That's horrifying, you know, as we're finding out more information about it. And I just, you know, want them to know we're thinking about them. It makes this game feel totally insignificant. And it's just mind-boggling.
Yep, and I can't even imagine what was going through Spoelstra's head, and not worrying about a starting lineup or how many minutes Hassan Whiteside's going to play last night, but look what happened back home. Let's hear quickly from a couple Panthers as well. Panthers obviously practicing Coral Springs near Parkland. They do a lot out there in the community, and a lot of their players, including who we'll hear from after Coach Bugner, Derek McKenzie, lives out there, and I know that has children out there that could be at that middle school or high school as well. Let's hear first from head coach Bob Bugner.
Yeah, I mean, there was it was a crazy afternoon, obviously, and I'm trying to get a hold of people back home and make sure everybody was okay. And we understand that the suffering and the devastation back home, we talked about as a team before the game, and trying to you know, represent what's you know, with some pride for our community back home, and you know, and I know the guys had some heavy hearts playing out there, so I think it was difficult, you know, and it was a game that we had a lot going on in the background.
Derek McKenzie, one of the captains from the Florida Panthers, also spoke about the incident in Parkland.
As the captain of the Florida Panthers, Derek McKenzie, thanks for stopping by here in the first intermission. As a resident of Parkland and a father of children that go to school there, obviously a very tough day. Tell us how it's been for you, your teammates, and the whole organization.
Yeah, pretty tough day. You know, with the time change, got a lot of the news around lunchtime and just before nap, and you know, probably a lot tougher on our wives today, who a lot of them, you know, spent stuck in lines and kids left in lockdown. And you know, with all that said, very fortunate, you know, that all our families got out of it safe. And certainly, you know, our thoughts and prayers go out to the families, you know, the victims, and you know, getting to know a lot of the police force, whether it's you know, Parkland or Coral Springs or the SWAT team or Broward County in general, I can tell you that they're pretty awesome guys, and I'm sure it would have been a lot worse if it wasn't for those guys.
17 of our community members, 17, including 12, at least 12 children, did not make it through the school day yesterday. It was a tragedy down here in South Florida. I thank Dave Hyde for coming in this morning with me, because when we talked about the show last night after this whole thing happened, it's hard to predetermine how to navigate through a show like this. I think we did a pretty good job of bringing on people from the community, people that were involved in this indirectly. Larry Bluestein came on and talked about people he knew personally. Maribel Rodriguez came on from the scene twice. Ari Adzer came on, news editor for the Sun Sentinel. I'm losing the name right
Doug
now.
Phillips.
Doug Phillips came on with us as well. A lot going on in the community today. A lot going on here at the radio station today. I know Big O's coming up next. Hockman and Crowder later. I don't know how they're going to navigate through their shows. I'm sure with heavy hearts. I know that Big O is planning on playing that 10:30 news conference of what's going on and the update of what's going on from Parkland. But Dave, I do appreciate, on a normal day, I would say you did an average job here at the station with me as my partner.
Hopefully I was average
today.
All I want to be
today,
is average. But I hope we talk sports next time, because that'll mean nothing like this is going on in the world.
I hope that we don't have another show like this ever again. This was the single hardest show I've had to do in all my years in radio. I spoke to Hollywood last night a lot before we came in preparing for this and how to navigate through this. And at a certain point last night, I did not want to come in today because I was afraid of the show today. I didn't want to be a part of a show like this ever. Unfortunately, it happened in our backyard, and we are voices for the community. So I do thank you for coming in today to hang out for a couple hours and talk about a tragedy that happened in our backyard.
Yeah, so, something we had to talk about, yeah. And you know, I hope everybody gets through it somehow. It's the people who are suffering right now.
Absolutely. So for Hollywood and Danny in the back, Dave Hyde here, I thank you for listening. I hope that everyone is going to be okay and get through this, not get over this, but get through this. And I hope that eventually there is some sort of change and we don't have shows like this ever again. We don't have tragedies like this ever again. There's not news stories to talk about like this. Unfortunately, we have lately. I hope that we were therapeutic for a lot of people today because it was therapeutic for me and Dave and the Dannys in the back. Have a great day. We will talk sports tomorrow. We will change the direction of this program. My prayers, my thoughts, everything out for the people of Parkland, everyone in South Florida, and have the best day you can.
Listen to us. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.